guys, and welcome to another edition of the Latin Babbler Show. I'm going to introduce everyone once I rub it in their face. Once again, the Miami Heat lost. Ooh. I told you it was going to happen. Everybody was arguing with me. And it's even worse coming from me because I am new to LA. So I'm just basically bandwagoning on this, LA Lakers franchise. So as I say that, Digger is with us.
Okay, so why you got to start all negative and stuff, you know? Like, you're lucky I'm not going to take a plane and go out there, you know, and
I know.
Go outside with my mask on.
That's why I can do it. Rocky is in the house.
What's up, world? What's going on? We're here again.
Right? We have Hannah and Bree.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up,
Howdy,
everyone?
Howdy, y'all.
Love that.
So, today's episode is sponsored by Tissues'd. We all know that person who turns around and blows their noses and leaves all the tissues everywhere next to the couch, on the coffee table, on the floor, next to the bed. You know that person. Maybe that person's you. You're nasty.
You're nasty.
The solution is actually the new Tissues'd box. And it's actually a really cool invention. You have the tissue box on one side, and it's this giant container. And then you basically take out the tissue, blow your nose, put the tissue on the other side, which is another container, and voila, no tissues everywhere. I know it works because Bree, who's on our show, uses it. Bree, what do you think about that?
It's honestly the best product ever. I've been using it for, I think, over a year and a half now. I have the limited edition green box, and it has saved me from having a really nasty, messy room full of tissues. I remember my sister like sitting next to my bed and being like, ew, your boogery tissue. And I'm like, hey, sorry.
I know. She was the nasty one.
I was the nasty one. I confess it.
And she would be like all over her nose everywhere, just leaving it. And then we were like, oh, we can't use this. But if you want one of these amazing tissues box, visit www.tish. It's Tish, T-I-S-S, used, USED.com. And get yours today. It's a great product. And with that said, we're going right into our top celebrity news for tonight. Digga, take it away.
Well, tonight we have some stuff that we're talking about. We're going to be talking about, first of all, Selena. The Netflix series is going to be debuting on December 4th. Of course, the actress that's going to be taking place as Selena is Christian Serratos, which is from Walking Dead. She'll be playing Selena. Unfortunately, I don't watch Netflix, but I'm sure you guys are going to tell me how great it is because you guys are Netflix watchers. So you guys
gotta get you some Netflix.
We are never going to get a Netflix sponsorship because of her.
That's okay. You guys can get it for yourself. You guys can do the commercial for them without me.
It's Salinas.
You know, but I like the movie, and you know, me personally, I don't know how they're going to do a series about it, but let's see how it goes.
Well, I think it goes into her life, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the movie kind of like did that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but I think this is going to get into like the nitty gritty, and I wonder how they're going to portray her ex-husband, Chris. I wonder how they're going to portray him because apparently he had no news about this. He didn't know this was even happening.
I'm concerned. Because it's going to bring out skeletons in the closets. And we don't want to dirty Selena's, you know, memory. We see her as this beautiful Latina singer that was going into the American, into entertainment, to be in the other side. And then this happens to her. I don't really want to see them dirty that reputation that she had.
I mean, we don't know if that's going to happen, though. So, yeah. I mean, it could be something that empowers her. But... I mean, we did the same thing with Freddie Mercury, and he's still the legend that he is, no matter what people want to turn around and show out there. I mean, this is being produced, by the way, by her family. So there's like sisters and so forth that are involved in this project. I don't think they're going to sully her life on purpose, but I know they have certain phases. So they have even this little girl who's playing her as young, you know, it's from her inception, from when she started singing. I have a trailer. I can play it now. Hold on one second.
trust your father?
Yes.
If you keep practicing, pretty soon it's all gonna pay off. Just watch. Stage, I still see the 6-year-old girl singing in our backyard.
I don't know. All right, so we got on Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks unfortunately did a boo-boo like Steve Harvey and basically named the wrong couple as safe and didn't go well with the audience due to a control room error. And she ended up saying, well, live TV is live TV. And I understand when things happen, it's electronic, you have nothing that you can do because they do work with teleprompters. I said the word wrong.
Teleprompters.
And you have to be reading the stuff. So if they put the wrong information or the wrong wording comes up, you're going to read whatever is there.
Yeah.
So it's like she did it, but Steve Harvey was different. He just messed up. But this one.
Yeah. It was bad. I watched it.
But the good thing is that after all, the couple ended up being safe after everything that happened.
I don't know if it actually was a comptroller's fault. She threw them under the bus real quick. So, and Bree, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I was going to say, we were listening to the radio, and the host of that radio show just, I don't think she liked Tyra at all. I remember them being like, okay, she literally just couldn't accept that she made a mistake, and she just blamed it on everyone else, rather than just saying, hey, look, I made an error.
That's how it usually works out.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play the clip, and this Please. Is why I say that I think she's the one that messed up.
There's actually been an error. Yeah. I'm looking right now, and we have 3 couples. So we need to clarify this for 1 second. The bottom 2 couples are Anne and Keo, and Monica and Val. Please come back. Please have Monica come back. There's been an error in our control room, but we're making it happen. This is live TV, right? This is the craziness of live TV.
Nobody's infallible, you know. I'm sorry, guys. You know, things, it happened in the UK. It's...
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Wow. I'm so sorry.
Wepa.
Yeah. Mm. And then the thing is that when she mentions the couple, she actually mentions the couple twice. So unless somebody completely messed up the text on that teleprompter, this was on her. I just feel like she maybe read which couples were actually supposed to be going and which one's supposed to be saying, and then she just flipped it because she was quick to blame, man. She was mad quick to blame. So, I don't know. But it goes, you know, it goes hand in hand with Steve's. We got Steve's, too.
I'll never forget
that. I love Steve's.
Oh, my God.
Steve's, it was really awkward.
It was heartbroken with Steve because you could just tell he was like, I am never going to be hired to do this again.
Yeah.
And here is Steve's.
Colombia! I have to apologize.
They're all cheering.
I have to apologize.
Why are they cheering?
The first runner-up is Colombia.
Incredible.
And if you don't remember this moment,
Miss Everybody Universe moment. 2015 is Philippines.
If you don't remember this moment, this woman was on stage, crowned, had the flowers, had everybody probably in their country cheering her on and everything. And it just all went to hell from there. I mean, it was just so bad because she had to sit there and accept the fact that she didn't win while Miss Philippines was on the side sitting there going, oh, should I grab it? Should I wait? because this is not good. It was just, it was a terrible scene. It was just so bad.
Miss Congeniality, the movie, like her taking the Ramo and kicking him over the head. Like, how dare you say this?
That's right.
That's what I would have done.
Right. I forgot about that movie.
I love that movie.
It's crazy. Both of them, I mean, from my understanding, Dancing with the Stars this season has just been absolutely terrible. And Tyra is one of the reasons.
Yes. They should have kept, what's his name? Bergeron.
Yeah.
Whatever his name, Bergeron.
Bergeron.
Yeah, but apparently he didn't want to say for political reasons, I think, right?
That they were bringing in way too many political figures into the show, making it controversial. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons why he didn't want to get involved with a show that started making it from a political standpoint just to get ratings.
Yeah, they had Sean Spicer.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, like, Spicer. What? Is the one. Yeah,
that's right. They did. So, I forgot about that.
Draw the line somewhere.
You gotta at one point just turn around and not be associated with something when it's that bad. But dig it out, what you got?
And then, of course, our last celebrity news today, we have Whoopi Goldberg. Is talking about and confirmed Sister Act 3 is coming out.
Oh, yes!
Nice.
She said that at the beginning, she thought no one wanted to see this movie. And apparently people do want to see a Sister Act 3. So she wants to get the group together to come back. And she said, listen, bad singing, good singing, and nuns, what's better than that?
Seriously. Are we going to have Miss Lauryn Hill come back too, I hope?
I hope they do. Great.
I hope.
That would be awesome.
She was in part two, right?
Yeah,
where she went to the high school and they did kind of like a competition through that.
That movie made her. Movie's what brought her out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so.
She was so good. Yeah. She was really good. I have my favorite scene from Sister Act, and I think it relates to pretty much everybody here who goes to like even a Latino household. Or just a household that, you know, has religious beliefs in general, and somebody turns around and asks you to say grace. There's a scene in Sister Act that is just hilarious. I'm going to play that now. Hold on.
On behalf of all the sisters here at St. Catherine's, I'd like to offer a great big hi there and hello to Sister Mary Clarence. Hi. And as part of the welcome, I thought that maybe our new sister could offer today's blessing.
Well, that is very thoughtful of you, Mary Patrick, but I really...
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Sure. Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we're about to receive. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of no food, I will fear no hunger. We want you to give us this day our daily bread, and to the republic for which it stands. And
by
the power invested in me, I pronounce us ready to eat. Amen.
Everybody knows the person who does that, right?
Yes.
That is literally my sister. When they're like, hey, Veronica, will you say grace? She's like, yeah, sure, I can do this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Oh my goodness, it's such a good scene. I mean, I hope that movie lives up to the first two. Are some of these nuns not even alive anymore?
We're gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, because I mean the head lady was old already. I mean she was already decaying. So my question is whether or not half
decaying?
Of these people.
Oh my goodness,
she was old. She looked like a corpse. She was walking with skin. Oh, that's God. All that was left.
Listen, if Sister Act 3 comes out, that means Whoopi Goldberg be playing that role, the old lady. Because Whoopi Goldberg had
you
white
think
hair
so?
Right now. She got white hair. Like white.
Okay.
She can play that role now.
I mean, she's old enough to play Gandalf at this point, so.
Oh my God.
See. What is wrong with you?
Absolutely, she can.
They're gonna black
Damn Skippy. Damn Skippy.
What?
That was horrible.
I like that. One.
Dead.
Babbler has no filter today.
Not today. No. You know, it was the. It was a dragon fruit from Starbucks. If you're hearing Starbucks, we want you to sponsor us as well.
Please, free drinks.
Right? We'll get those free drinks every single time we're doing the show. But reality TV, what's up?
Oh, okay. All right. I want to hear everyone's thoughts concerning this topic. Everyone started laughing because I got all excited. I was like, oh, okay. Let's do this. Okay. So apparently it is rumored the producers planned for Claire Crawley to leave and Taisha Adams to take over before filming The New Bachelorette even started. So now I'm curious and I want to hear everyone's thoughts. Was she replaced because she fell in love with Dale Moss, or is there more to this?
I had two different things that kind of bothered me about this. One is, it just seemed like she was being blamed for a bunch of stuff that supposedly is coming out and people are saying that she didn't do. So it was first rumored that she was pre-talking with Dale Moss and, you know, before the show even started, which people are starting to now come out and say that's not the case. And then it was rumored that the show is being switched because of the environment that we're in, where we're trying to get more African-Americans and minorities into these shows. So my thought process is based on those. I'm kind of torn between the two, because if they're denying the Dale incident, or where she was being very problematic, supposedly she was crying and leaving set and this and that, if they're denying all of that, you know, what's the real issue there? Tigera, what do you think?
Well, from what I've read and what I looked up, basically, she did have a chance to Google all the contestants because it was they were announced back in March. And she did try to look up the guys. She did get a liking of Dale, but she never texted or never made contact with him until she met him on the first time. But apparently, she was already in love with this guy from the moment that she laid her eyes on him. So she was looking forward to meeting him. She didn't want to meet any other guys. They already knew that she was going to fall for this guy. So they decided to put the other lady on standby to get her out and put her in because she was going to go. And I also think it's also because of the situations going on, they are putting a lot of African-American into shows. Because also Real Housewife of New York is putting a black person as well, a black housewife. So I think it's both.
Han, I'll let you jump in there.
I was just going to say, not for nothing, but if you look up Dale Moss, you'll probably understand where she's coming from.
You got that right, girl. I would have done the same thing.
Ms. Rocky, what are your thoughts?
I actually agree. I agree with Tigera. She laid eyes on this fine piece of land. Jesus Christ, have mercy.
It's beautiful.
My God. Café con leche. Like, seriously. And she's like, the hell. She's like, to hell with this. I'm done. And that's it. They had to bring in Miss Taisha. I agree.
Okay, so my question goes as follows then. Did she do the right thing? So if what you guys are saying is true and that she turned around and fell in love with this Dale Moss guy the minute he came on, you know, because she's got a lot of criticism for this. So, like, did she do the right thing? Normally this is about ratings and getting followers and, you know, trying to find love and blah, 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 and, you know, all that. That's just pretty much fake. Did she make the right decision then? She said, you know what? I got my Dale Moss. We're just going to leave this show and bye. And did Dale Moss leave the show with her?
It's my favorite show in the world. I spent too much time following these people. And back, I don't even know when, a few months ago, they were saying they're about to announce The Bachelorette before COVID even was a thought. And Taisha was one of the people that was up for this job. She was my number one pick. She's Bachelorette worthy. But they went with Claire. And I was kind of okay with it. She had a really interesting storyline on her original season. So now the question is, they are promoting this season as if Claire is the Bachelorette. Nobody else. Chris Harrison just did an interview where he said, Claire's the Bachelorette. I don't know what you're talking about. Taisha, who's that? Like, ridiculous. We know the truth. Whatever. So he's saying that Claire's the Bachelorette. I think they're just advertising it that way. Because look, they're in a bubble. There's no traveling. There's no hometown dates, as far as we know. So they needed something big. Now, I don't know if the Bachelorette producers, I wouldn't put it past them, manipulated this whole thing and brought in Taisha to be like this groundbreaking thing. And they like slipped out little bits of information like, ooh, I wonder what's going on in the Quinta. But, you know, it's possible. But if Claire fell in love with Dale, I hope that they're happy. But really, can we wrap up her season quick? Because I need to see Taisha.
Okay, so can I just throw in something real quick? I just want to say sorry to the audience. I just had a Tyra Banks moment. I called her Taisha Adams.
So
her name is Taisha Adams.
Taisha Adams.
So yeah. I want to blame the producers for this. They gave me the wrong name.
Yeah, we're gonna have to blame whoever behind you.
Blaming the producer for the wrong name.
Everyone that's listening, Brianna is the producer and also a host.
And she's here all night, ladies and gentlemen. She's here all night.
I'm here all night. There we go. Had my little Tyra Banks moment. Just wanted to clarify. It is Aisha Adams.
I have to apologize.
Oh my goodness. And I love how they do this. So now we went last week from, or our last episode, I'm sorry, from Casamor to La Quinta.
Right? La Quinta.
Those hotels are pretty nice. They're not that bad.
It's just to confirm that Spanish is sexy. So they have to use Spanish names.
Got to. Come on,
I do it justice.
Yes, Hannah, you do, girl.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I should do a Spanish word every episode. I will learn one. I know Bendición. I know La Quinta and Casa Amor.
Bendición.
All right, guys. I'm going to actually introduce a new segment. We're going to be doing this every main show. And that is a Latino artist spotlight, where we try to find some local talent and try to put their either art, music, poetry. In this case, it is an artist by the name of Chelo La Mole. Siempre he soñado con ser famoso, pero a veces me da miedo el hecho que mi vida cambie, por eso a veces me niego igual que un ciego cuando de repente le vuelve su vista. Me tomo por sorpresa esto de poder ser artista. Agradezco a Dios que la oportunidad me ha dado talento, inteligencia y para esto me ha preparado. Ahora es tiempo de que yo explote y me dé a conocer, demostrarle al mundo de lo que yo soy capaz de hacer. Rimas con sentido, cargadas de contenido que pueden dejar hasta los mismos haters sorprendidos. Sé que estoy arriba, no me olvido de cuando he caído, ni de todos los obstáculos que en mi vida he vencido para estar aquí. Representando de donde vengo, firme me mantengo, sigo pa'lante y no me detengo, pues la vida es una, hay que sacarle provecho. Muchas cosas he hecho, de las que estoy satisfecho, al igual que muchas de las que hoy me arrepiento, pero a la larga sé que me han servido de escarmiento y me han convertido en una mejor persona. Una voz me dice, Chelo, reacciona, el mundo no es tuyo. Deja a un lado el orgullo, que todo lo fácil pasa, igual que los marullos. Aprende de tus errores para que en todo mejores, vivas una mejor vida y evites muchos dolores. Ores. Aprendí que para ser grande no hay que ser famoso, también que una buena fortuna no siempre trae gozo. Y amar y ser amado es lo más valioso y lo más glorioso antes del eterno reposo. Aprendí que para ser grande no hay que ser famoso, también que una buena fortuna no siempre trae gozo. Y amar y ser amado es lo más valioso y lo más glorioso antes del eterno reposo. That's good. Good.
Hey. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it is. And I think one of the cool things about it is aprendí means I've learned. The song is about his experiences in life and the things that he has learned along the way. So you're going to pull it up on YouTube. Just look at Chelo La Mole. Hopefully we'll have him here next week or the week after, and we'll be able to interview him and get more information about, you know, his positivity. Again, all of his music, he talks about the different lessons that he learned. He talks about society. He talks about how we can change it. All positive vibes. So awesome. It's actually really good. I actually dig that song a lot. I can relate to a lot of what he's saying. I know that the song is in Spanish.
Absolutely.
So for all you Latinos are out there, hey, we're representing. That's what we're doing here. Nice. And so very good.
Google Translate that. Come on, man.
I know. They can just turn around, just put it in there, try to get some transcripts. You know, when we have him here next week, you know, he'll talk English and Spanish, get it all up in there, going crazy with us.
Ooh,
but I'm excited because here we go. Our special guest of the evening. I'm going to turn it over to Tigera because we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. So yeah. Tigera, go for it.
Well, tonight we have a special guest, a Wonder Woman to me. I've seen her grow and grow. I've come to know her for a long time. She's super cool. From training, CrossFit, deal maker in the real estate, entrepreneur, and mom, let's give a welcome to Natalie Rivero, a.k.a. Dealmaker.
Yes! Woo!
Thank you for that introduction.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I'm really happy to have you here. I was looking forward to interview you a long time, but, you know, God knows when it's the right time to do things. So I'm going to go ahead with the first question. You have become a very successful real estate agent to the point where they call you the deal maker. What has been your motivation to achieve this level, my friend?
So for me, I mean, as South Florida native, you know, come from immigrant parents, it was one of those things that I just wanted to be financially stable, and I'm super competitive. So, you know, it's taken me to the next level because I'm competitive with myself. So that's my biggest motivation, honestly.
Awesome. Hi, Natalie. It's Miss Rocky. How are you?
Good, good.
Excited to have you on. So we know you're like real estate guru here in the MIA, and you also created a little partnership with a clothing company called Savvy.
Yes.
Can you tell us about your partnership with them and how it came about?
So the partnership for me was a no-brainer. Because of COVID, I knew that they're, you know, most rich people or wealthy people have multiple streams of income. And so one of the things was realizing that anything can throw a wrench in your plan. And with real estate, you know, the market changes so much. So I needed something else that fit into my lifestyle and didn't take away from my real estate business.
Right.
So Savvy is an athleisure wear company. And as Maite Latiguera, you know, said, I do CrossFit a lot. So I'm in workout clothes a lot. So it just made sense because it was already part of my lifestyle. It wasn't something that I needed to learn in addition or, you know, learn about a product, ingredients, nothing like that. It was just, you know, wear clothes that I already wear and promote it. So it was perfect for me.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect fit.
Absolutely.
No pun intended.
Absolutely.
No pun intended. So I know that a lot of us here are trying to lose weight. My favorite exercise is literally just grabbing Pringles on each arm and doing curls. But so what is like your favorite CrossFit workout?
So I have two and they have names. You might not know what they are, but for anyone listening that does know, it's called either Filthy 50 or Lumberjack 20. And it's a bunch of workouts, a bunch of movement thrown together, and you have to kind of like chip away at the workout. I love anything that has to do with cardio, anything with endurance. So those are kind of my go-to. There's torture, but like a good torture, like a love hate type of thing.
Favorite kind.
Nice. Yeah. The lumberjacks. I mean, is there lumberjacks in that exercise?
No.
Oh,
I wish.
My type of girl.
Wow. Okay. So you're a real estate agent, a Savvy ambassador, you're married, you have a newborn, and you have two dogs. I mean, how are you balancing it all? Like, that's amazing.
Thankfully, I set up, as far as real estate goes, I started setting up a team that have helped me, especially now with COVID and being pregnant during COVID. They definitely helped me out as far as showings went and all of that, so I didn't have to be out there exposing myself. And then as far as the Savvy side goes, I work from Wi-Fi, work from my phone. You know, it's super easy. It's literally, we have our phones in our hands all the time, you know? So, and then with the newborn, I mean, he's great. He sleeps a lot. Thankfully, I'm blessed. So it's a lot, but it's not impossible.
During all of this, when you've been at home, do you have a favorite activity to keep you from going bored out of your mind like the rest of us?
So I worked out. I worked out either in my backyard or whatever I can do. And I mean, I was pregnant, so I napped a lot.
Same.
Yeah, and I watched a lot of Netflix.
I feel like we did the same thing. I was pregnant with a food baby, so I can relate. I named her Lasagna.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Maddie can't relate because Maddie doesn't have Netflix. So,
yeah. Oh my goodness, keep rubbing that in.
I know, one day I'm going to go off on you on the damn radio. Keep playing.
The barber's got to share his login.
It's not happening.
You guys can try all day. My motivation, like people work out, people cook. I like to watch my commercial. That's like my meditation. Leave it alone. Goodness. Drop the mic.
That's it.
Bro, I'm going to send her a self-tape of just nothing but commercials from all the different Super Bowls of all time.
I love watching commercials.
And she'll be there. It's almost like she binged Cobra Kai. Just sit there, watched it for 36 hours straight, just watching commercials.
That's my thing. I'm in some things, I'm old school, and I'm going to stay old school unless I have to change it.
I'm just imagining La Tigra, like, meditating to a commercial about intense diarrhea. And we would be like, home.
But the problem is that the commercial is not all about that. Like, they have funny commercials. I could be sitting here and I just laugh that asthma scares and she runs away. She thinks something's wrong.
Is she wrong?
And you gotta remember, I'm sitting at home doing COVID by myself. I need that right now, my friend. I don't need Netflix.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's actually hilarious. I'd actually picture it. So it's one of those.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you a video next time I crack up. I'm like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
Ah, we're gonna post it up there. You know, we're gonna try to see whether it's a ghost or whether it's matey. It's crackling up on there.
And for those listening, Asthma's her doggy.
And also, you guys know Natalie knows how I am. Natalie, you know I'm a clown. I'm always laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, she's laughing.
Hey, so Natalie, you have everybody mentioned you have a newborn, and I know we spoke off air and you told me, you know, the struggle and, you know, how being a new mom. I have one question, because I know that being a mom and going through that is intense, but I'm in California. Mm-hmm. So was your gender reveal party just as hot as the one that was created here at the Cali Fires? Because I mean, they went pyrotechnics and everything.
We tried, but no, that didn't happen, thankfully. No, it was great. It was great. We didn't set off any fires, thankfully. I mean, champagne showers maybe, but Cali fires, no.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys are in Florida, so nothing can burn anything. I mean, you guys, there's nothing there. I mean, no matter.
Everglades, no, yes, there is.
Yeah, but she's not right by the Everglades.
No, definitely not.
But I mean, there's a lot of housing developments being built almost a block away, so.
Yeah, but I mean, the Everglades are full of water, though.
No, it's a lot of land, too. There were fires there, yeah.
There were fires here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
You gotta come down. Been a while.
It's been a while. That means you guys are getting too many people over there. You guys are causing a drought. Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of fires here now. Before you didn't hear the fire trucks, now you hear them.
There's a lot more fires too, because Miss Rocky lives here, you know.
Oh
my goodness.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
So, I'm trying to get like Miss Natalie and her lumberjacks.
Yes.
All right, so let's play a game. Natalie, we got you on, so I'm going to turn around and I'm going to test you and get all these people here to try and figure out a little bit more about you. So it's our very first Two Truths and a Lie.
Perfect.
Nobody knows, by the way, not even myself, which one is the truth and which one is the lie. So when I asked these questions to Natalie, she sent them to me. I told her, don't tell me because I don't want to know. I want to try to figure it out myself as well. So here we go. Number one, she gave me, I can jump like a leprechaun and tap my feet to the side in the air.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who can.
I think it's true.
Brianna, don't take away from that. Jeez. That's a skill.
It might be the truth.
Hey, anybody who did a Toyota commercial can do it as well. All right, so here we go. I have one round ear and one pointy ear.
So are you a leprechaun?
Right? I was going to say that's not a problem. I have a dragon toe, so.
Oh my goodness, the dragon toe comes back.
Dragon toe.
If she's like, that's not the lie, I'm going to feel so embarrassed and alone in this.
Natalie, if you have one round ear and one pointy ear, you got to send us a picture at one point because that is hilarious. So, all right, here we go.
I will. If it's true, I will.
All right, so the last one is, I won't sit at the edge of my bed with my feet hanging at night because I'm scared someone will grab my ankles.
Relatable. That's everybody.
Relatable. So relatable.
I'm scared of that. I don't know about you. Wait, Natalie, are you also the type of person who runs up the stairs when you turn off the lights in the basement?
We don't have basements here, but yes, I would.
We don't have basements, but if I did, I would.
I would. I've done it in Jersey. Hell yeah, I have.
The best is when you go in the bathroom, you got to check behind the shower curtain, make sure
there's a serial killer. Stop. I'm by myself.
That only happens up there on the East Coast with all those basements and stuff.
Oh, sorry.
The funny part about it is that I've been afraid of this myself ever since watching Sixth Sense, because that
Stop
was
it.
Like...
I'm alone. Stop.
Well, you got bigger issues, because asthma be hiding underneath the bed anyways and be coming out of nowhere barking at everybody.
Asthma is a little feisty little thing. Don't underestimate this little dog. Shit.
I know. That's what I'm saying. She's the one that comes out and biting ankles.
Her little paws grab your ankles in the middle of the night. That's so cute.
That's scary.
Here we go. Let's try and see if we can figure this out. Right. So I'm going to go with how many of you guys think that it's the leprechaun one?
I think she could do it.
Yes.
I hope
I think
so.
She could do it. I think
so. You think that's a truth? Okay. Yes. So here we go. Natalie, is that a truth?
Yes.
Yeah. There we go. All that box jumping in the box. That's exactly. It. That's exactly. It. I knew it.
Okay. So I'm going to turn around and go into the second. Here we go. I have one round ear and one pointy ear. Now, mind you, when we find this one out, we'll know which one's the lie.
All right. I'm going to say this is the truth. I really hope it is, because I'm going to be embarrassed about my dragon toe.
Well, what's the last one? And then we'll vote on which one's
the true. Last one is, I won't sit at the edge of my bed with my feet hanging out at night because I'm scared someone will grab my ankles.
That's also so true.
I think she's lying about the ears.
All true.
You think she's lying about the ears?
I'm going to go ears.
I think she's lying about the ears, too. I think it's A and C.
Natalie, are you lying about the fact that you have one round ear and one pointy ear?
Please have disformed ears.
No, it's true.
Yes!
I got it.
I got it right.
And she's also very brave. And we're all over here.
Yes,
it's true.
Wow, that one actually got me. Okay. So there you go.
No, I knew it. I was like, yeah, my dragon toe, round ear. I felt a connection.
That means she's lying about the feet. That means she's not afraid of that. So she's the only one in the group who's also not afraid of that.
But she's a CrossFit. She could just get up and beat the guy's butt and that's it over.
Well, the reason is I don't have space under my bed. So that's why that's not true.
So you might be scared.
I don't know. I have drawers under my bed.
You guys, but Portuguese scare the hell out of me. I don't look under my bed anymore.
Hey, let's not talk about Portuguese, man. Yeah. I don't even look at TVs when they have that fuzzy stuff at night. No.
It's not. Oh my God, that's scary.
No.
Okay, yeah, the white noise.
TV used to end back at like 3 a.m. at the time, and now it doesn't, so we're lucky. But you turn on the wrong channel.
And we go, shh.
Yeah. That's, you know, they're here. And you're like, oh my God, that's not going to happen. All right, so... Natalie, from the savvy perspective, obviously anybody who's going to need a realtor can find you on your social media. The savvy perspective of that, do you have like something that you can offer, you know, the audience as to where they can buy this? Is there like a special way they do that in connection with you? How does that work?
Yeah, definitely. So there's two different ways. You can either find me on Instagram, and then it's linked in my bio as well, or... you can go to bossfitchicks.com and it's on there too.
Okay, what's your Instagram handle that they can turn around and reach you at for both?
Natalie_Rivero.
Natalie_Rivero. So please go and follow her. And if you need a house, she's the one. And if you need some workout clothes, she's apparently also the one.
Yes. Hey, I'm going to tell you something true about myself. Her man was the one that did my mortgage.
Oh,
look at that.
So you guys go way back.
So they go double team. They double team. Yeah.
Did they?
Oh. The dream team.
Ooh. That's nice. That's nice. Well, if I ever move to Miami, now I know where to go.
You got the real estate and the mortgage.
Hey. I'd probably be in that Pinecrest Coral Gables location, though. I can't be doing those. I can't go to downtown Miami. You guys are crazy over there.
I love it.
Listen.
Watch out. What are you talking about, Willis?
All right, going right into it. Here we go. Natalie, we're going to ask you to stay with us because, you know, as part of our Latinx community, I thought it'd be fun to have you join us for our top 10 things Latina moms always say. Now, my mom is going to be listening to this, and she's going to remember some. We can't say some of them because some of them are just way too bad. Some of them, they're actually insulting themselves, which we won't go on there. We'll do it off air. So here we go. The number 10. Ay, Dios mío santo. If anybody remembers that, it's basically you're giving them bad news and they ain't ready for it. It's like, ay, Dios mío santo. That's... You guys remember that. Come on, man.
Of course.
Every single time. Every single time you did something wrong. Ay, Dios mío santo. Esta muchacha, este muchacho. All right. Ready?
Does that mean oh my days?
No, God.
It means oh my God.
Thank you.
No. The saints at the
translation. Here we go.
I have to learn them.
Hey, you're right.
Write them down.
I'm taking notes.
This is for those moms that were in the United States. Ready?
Yes.
If you go out with wet hair, you'll get pneumonia.
Yes.
Everybody. I know everybody. I've heard all my moms say, like, my mom says it, my aunt says it, all of them say
it. Yeah. Te va a dar pneumonia.
Yes.
If you eat, you can't go in the pool. You're
going to
get
caught.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I remember that one. I think that's all the way around. I think even Hannah, your family says that, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I just want to go in the pool after my ice cream.
You can't. You're going to throw up all over everybody. All right. Mom. Number 8. Dios te castiga.
Yep.
So if you don't know what that means, it's basically karma. If you made a wrong decision, your mom was just literally waiting to say this to you. It was almost like, it's literally like them sitting there going, see, I told you so. So.
Yep.
Say that one again. Dios te castiga.
Dios te castiga, which means God has punished. So,
wow.
Well, God is going to punish you.
God is going to punish you. Yep.
Yep.
It's one of those, I'm telling you, our moms are really mean. All right. Por favor, señor, llévese este niño porque ya no lo soporto.
I heard that one too many times.
And the translation to that is, please, God, take this kid because I can't support this brother anymore.
That is so funny.
Or the one that they say, tierra trágame.
That's deadly, though.
There's that one, too. For the earth to open and swallow.
Those are the ones that I'm telling you that they literally punish themselves with those things.
Yes, horrible.
What about when you were hungry? Tengo hambre. Asa la pata y lámbetela.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
It's like, oh, I'm thirsty. Tómate tu saliva. You know, what are those? They're just wrong. All right. Ahora vas a ver cuando lleguemos a la casa. That's it. That's literally it. That's it. And how many of you guys heard that while you were in the car or maybe at the supermarket?
I've heard it and I ran so fast, you have no idea.
Yeah.
The translation to number 6 is you wait and see till we get home, which I know Hannah has heard because this is not a Latino thing. This is an every parent thing. They just go whoop your butt.
I'll turn this car right around.
Because they can't do it while everybody's watching. So they're going to take you out when they get back. Because you got no protection there.
Yeah, or the way my mom used to say it, prepárate. Prepárate.
Prepárate.
Deja que lleguemos a la casa. Deja que lleguemos. Oh, yeah.
Or you got the stare. The stare set it off.
And she would look at me with those evil eyes like, oh, girl.
If you're a young kid, this one actually really made you sad. Because it gave false expectation to everything. So number 5. Ahorita te lo compro. That basically means, I'll buy it for you at one point.
Right. But I knew when my mom got paid.
So like, don't worry about it. We'll buy it for you. And then you never got it?
Yeah. Aww, I got that a lot. Mm-hmm. Bastards.
I know I've used this one. As a parent, I've used this one. So I can, I'm guilty of number 4. Number 4. Why are you crying? I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My dad would always say that to me.
Babbler is the Latina mom.
Yep. There you go. So why are you crying? I'll give you something to cry about. When you were a kid and you just started crying for any reason, she would pull that line up.
My mom used to say, I can't hear you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
I could just imagine Hannah going 3 octaves higher.
Right?
Oh, my God. Well, it was yesterday. It wasn't when I was a kid.
That's crazy right now.
Oh, man, we're snorting and everything up in here. Hit it.
Right. Number 3. This is actually kind of a joke. I don't even know if many moms say this, but I've heard it, and it's actually kind of funny because I use it all the time. My son asks me all kinds of things, and I just answer them in like one-word sentences. So they say, hey, mom, what's for dinner? And your mom will sit there and go, comida. And that's it. They just basically go, what's for dinner? Food.
Yeah.
So that way you don't sit there, you unappreciative bastard. Just eat what you get.
Yeah, my dad does that.
I know Natalie's heard this one. You ready? Because I think everybody's heard this one. Number 2. Sana, sana, culita de rana.
Kiss the butt of a frog.
Heel. Frog butt.
Frog butt. Literally frog's butt. There you go. That is it. And you know what the funny part is? Natalie, you're going to end up saying this to your kid.
Of course. And I don't understand what the healing and a frog, or the butt of a frog, has anything to do with each other.
Right?
Well, what's the correlation?
We got to turn around and go find some frogs, squeeze out the stuff from the back and see if we can rub it on a knee or something. Oh, I don't know. PETA's coming after me because I endangered frogs or something.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Number one. And come on, if nobody had this, then you don't really have a Latina mom. You have like a different version, an alienated version. Here we go. Number one. Ahorita no. Ya vas a empezar mi novela.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So for Hannah, it's like, not now. My soap opera is about to begin. That is literally the number one thing you've ever heard, especially abuelitas. They'd be sitting there. It's like, no, I can't do nothing right now. My novela's about to start. We're not going to sit there and do that.
My grandma's funny, though. Sometimes she'll be sleeping. You'll turn off the TV and she'll be like, I was watching that. And you're like,
yeah, yes, with one
like
eye.
Snoring and all.
With one eye open, I was watching that. What? No, you weren't.
It's even worse. Novelas are about emotion, the visuals, and things like that. And my mom will literally be cooking a 10-course meal in the kitchen. And this novela will be playing in the background like serenade music. And I'll be like, Mom, are you watching this? Can I switch it? She's like, no, no me cambia la novela. Don't change my novela. I'm watching this. And I'm like, well, what are they even saying? And she's like, oh, I'll catch up to it. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, so you're not watching it. She's like, no, but I'm listening. And that's just as important. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, audio. Right. Novela audio.
I love watching novelas with my grandma. She is just, she's amazing to watch it with. I gain like 800 pounds anytime I do because she just makes so many sweets. But it's so worth it.
The only one that definitely I heard a lot and wasn't on the list is O te calmas o te calmo.
Yes, yes.
We're going to make that a 0.5. That is so true.
That's and true. I heard that one a lot.
Natalie, we thank you very much for joining us on tonight's episode of the Latin Babbler Show. This was absolutely amazing.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me. It was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
I'm glad you had fun. That's what we try to strive for here. For those of you who are listening to the episode, follow us at Latin Babbler Show on all social media. Go visit our website, www.latinbabbler.com. Join the Facebook group at the Latin Babbler Show Community Facebook. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are out.
Bye-bye.